This is a CHLY and CVOX News Update.
I think our world needs every opportunity to find joy together, to celebrate together, and to be seen and find a place of belonging.
L'Arche Comox Valley is hosting the Comox Valley Chocolate Festival this February, an expansion of their hot chocolate festival last year. Their goal is to spread fun and joy across the valley with chocolatey treats of all forms. L'Arche is an international organization supporting people with intellectual disabilities and has been in the Comox Valley for 25 years, inviting people with and without disabilities to build community together. You heard Linda Brosco, community leader of L'Arche Comox Valley, speaking about what the Chocolate Festival means to her.
This just seemed like the right time of year when we need a treat and some fun, and also the right kind of activity that we can all get into.
Brosco says she is excited about how the festival is expanding further this year after the success of the hot chocolate-focused festival last year.
The chocolate festival is exciting. Last year, we found an enormous amount of support and fun. And this year, we have even more businesses that are involved sharing their chocolatey treats, anywhere from pastries to hot chocolate to even some alcoholic beverages this year.
One business participating this year says they are excited about the expansion to all things chocolate. Michelle Henry, general manager for Hot Chocolates in Courtney, says this is an opportunity to create different flavors and different varieties of drinks and treats.
It's fun. It's pretty exciting because it gives us a chance to be creative. So for the bakery, we're doing a double-baked chocolate croissant with a raspberry compote inside. So it's kind of over the top. Delicious. And for the chocolate side, we have two drink specials. The one on my brain right away is toasted almond biscuit. So it's pretty yummy. We've done a lot of taste testing lately. So.
Henry says that beyond the treats, it is meaningful to participate in a festival that gives back to a community like L'Arche.
I think the opportunity to give people a home, you know, a place where they belong and where they're part of a supportive community instead of isolated and separated. Society has changed a lot since when I was growing up, and when I was growing up it was all on the down low and everybody was hidden. So this is a chance to have people part of the community.
For every treat sold during the February festival, participating businesses will donate $1 to L'Arche operations and programming. Brosco says this programming includes creative activities like art and dance classes, as well as life skills programs like making meals together.
Our goal is always to make people feel welcome and to create a sense of belonging and live out life together, celebrating our diversity. Some of the challenges is similar to nonprofits throughout the area, having enough funding and enough volunteers. And some of the celebrations that we have is just being together, just enjoying each other's strengths and helping each other out in areas that we need support.
Brosco says there is an open invitation for anyone to visit the L'Arche I Belong Center and connect with the community.
When we involve everybody in community and create space for our gifts to be known, the whole community thrives more.
People interested in learning more about the Chocolate Festival or L'Arche Comox Valley can find more information online at larchecomoxvalley.org. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.